I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Senekis?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. English?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And Mr. President, we have the elementary and intermediate school safety patrol here to lead the pledge for us this evening.
Awesome. Come right up here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Now move to public communication. We have Mike Sider.
Good evening, Board of Education. There's two things I'd like to speak on just real briefly. One, I just came back from my state physical education convention as the second year presenter and going to my weight training support fitness class. And I had three of our students travel with me that met me up here, one sitting right here, Josh Champer, Costa Zanikas, and Corey Kress. And I did a presentation on my weight training support fitness class. And there were several teachers in there as well as college students in there that really liked it when I brought my students in part of the presentation, because that's never been done at the state level. It's also pleasing to see that the curriculum that I've worked so hard on for many years, putting it all together, that there are other teachers in the state of Ohio that are, you know, beg, borrow, steal, they're copying that curriculum and use them in their schools, and it's becoming the foundation of their weight training sport fitness or weight training functional sport fitness, whatever their class is called, and in particular Field High School up in Akron and towards Cleveland, that this young man just graduated from University of Toledo 3 years ago is basing his program off of it. So a lot of good things going on at the state level. It's not just here at Madison Plains that we're trying to help out. We're trying to help out everybody. And it's really cool. So I got a lot of emails I got to ship out as far as getting my curriculum out to some other schools, and hopefully that some other teachers will help them out as well. That's the first thing I want to talk about. Second thing I want to talk about is finally, Jason, you want to stand up, and Josh, you want to stand up. I had our state championship signs made from last year from state powerlifting meet. Our guys and our girls were number one in the state in divisions 5, 6, and 7. These are road signs. And then I also have our individual state champions. These can be repeated over and over again, and that's the plan. This particular set of sign is donated to our Board of Education, and I'm hope to see them hung up out here on Linson Road as we turn off 38. We've done our homework as well to talk to Mount Sterling. We got approved by Mount Sterling to put them up as you go into town from our side and as you come into town from Westfall, of course. And then we're working on hearing back from South Solon, and we're also have signs for Medway that we're going to hear back from hopefully soon. So I'm pretty proud of that, and our kids definitely deserve that type of recognition to be driving on the highway and seeing the Madison Plains is a factor, okay? And also, I want to invite everybody out to the second Iron Eagle Classic powerlifting meet on December 21st. Lifting time starts at 9:30, and we're going to repeat the season and go out and do as well as we can with our kids. So thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Good job.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of you guys' accomplishments. All right, so now we'll move to Section C, Board Work Session.
Is the
motion's a little different, right? So this motion is to appoint the president pro tem for the January 7th, 2020 board meeting. The election of officers does not require a vote of the board if only one person is nominated. In the event two or more persons are nominated, a vote will be taken. I, Kelly Cooley, would like to nominate Tula Zanikas act as the board president pro tem.
Discussion? Guess we don't need a vote. So just so the public out there knows, the organizational meeting is technically separate from the regular meeting. It's the meeting where we set the president, vice president, and potentially committees, depending how what we're going to do. It's kind of a functional meeting that will then lead directly into the actual meeting in January. We start at the same time, same place, 7 o'clock, and it just flows right into the regular meeting. But this is to have somebody that can actually gavel us into that meeting.
And Mr. President, the organizational meeting is on Tuesday, January 7th, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Then I think you have one other thing.
Yes. So being a part of this board, we get to be close with each other. It's a privilege to be on here. When I came onto this board 4 years ago, I came on with Bob Butts. He'd been here for a while at that point. But it's been a privilege to work with Bob. Bob is very dedicated, cares about this district, has worked hard, like all of us have, to try to make the best possible district for the kids in Madison Plains School District, including my own kids. So I've been very privileged. I know I speak for the entire board, and that we're very proud of having the opportunity to work with you, and we're going to miss you on the board. Same to you, Michael. Michael was appointed by the board, which means he raised his hand and said, "You got an opening, I'm willing to help." And we really appreciate you being willing to do that. It's been a privilege to work with you as well. Kelly, Tool, and I, through our personal funds, got Bob and Michael something just to say thank you, and we appreciate your time here on the board. Anybody else has anything for board work session?
Nope.
All right, so now we'll move to section D, approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the minutes of the November 19th, 2019 regular meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Already that done.
I'll say yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes. Section
E.
Yes, student recognition.
And.
Oh, here, you can use mine.
Mr. President and members of the Board of Education, I would like to call to the microphone elementary and intermediate school assistant principal, Mr. LeGros, who is going to recognize our Madison Plains Elementary and Intermediate School Safety Patrol.
It's an honor and a privilege to be able to acknowledge these fine students of our intermediate school who help support the safety and the order of Madison Plains Elementary and Intermediate Building. We have five members of our safety patrol for this quarter. We have Audrey Compton, Alex Carrera Ramirez, Allison Wilson, Maggie Wethington, and Olivia Lobensheimer. These members are a part of our second annual MPIS Safety Patrol program, and it continues to build on the success of last year's initial start. The numbers have increased from 24 patrol members from last year to over 33 members, and we even been up to 22 patrol spots for both elementary and intermediate buildings. AAA school safety patrol members is an honor position. Millions of boys and girls have served since the program began in 1920, and these students are contributing members of that. As patrollers, they have had many tasks and responsibilities that allow them to stand out amongst their peers. These patrollers have performed their duties very well over the past 9 weeks, some of them continuing on from first quarter. Most of them will take a break this next quarter as we begin when we come back from winter break, and will continue back on during fourth quarter. Madison Plains would like to applaud you guys on your continuing efforts, dedication, and volunteerism as you strive to make our schools a safe, warm, and welcoming place for our students. Thank you.
Good job.
This time I would like to call high school and junior high school principal Ms. Ann Berger to the podium. She is going to introduce for us our December Rotary Student of the Month.
So this is probably one of my favorite parts of the job, is to share the awesome students I get to work with every day. And Abby does not disappoint. Her grade point average is 4.063.
Wow.
And I'm going to read off a list of organizations she's involved in. But Abby isn't just a member of her clubs. She takes active roles in the leadership positions. So she's been a four-year member of the FFA chapter, where she served as both sentinel and is currently vice president. She's captain of our equine judging team. Over the last 4 years, she's been a member of Spanish Club, and this year is the club secretary. She's also secretary of the chess club. She was a three-year member of the marching band, where she was also a squad leader. All those positions I find to be very impressive and wide range, so congratulations. She's also been a member of Key Club and is currently a member of our National Honor Society. And as I ask every student every month, one staff member that inspires her, and she chose Senora Paula, and she said she encourages students to reach out to her over any issue. She's willing to assist students with not just Spanish homework, but with other classes in life.
Nice.
So that's nice. And Senora Paula's statement, it made me smile about Abby. She said, Abby's one of those students who inspires me to do my best as a teacher. Wow. She makes my job easier. She is curious and an independent learner. She's an avid reader, and I seldom see her without a book. So,
nice.
Okay. She plans to go to a four-year university and major in zoology and conservation science because she wants to go to vet school. And she is the daughter of Ryan and Megan Hallmark. So.
Nice. Congratulations.
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's spun out.
Yeah. We have
finally, there are a few students here this evening from our marching band. So if our marching band students would come up, I would like to just recognize them and say a few words. And so, I believe, there we go. Is that everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys want to make sure. I was told five or six, so. We have an outstanding marching band. There is no doubt about it. This group continues their excellence in concert band later in the year as well. But they have attained quite a record of achievement, and it really is impressive. This past fall, once again, they qualified for state competition, and not only did they qualify, but they also achieved a score of 1, which is superior. You cannot get a higher score than that, and so that really is to be commended. Again, not everybody does this, and I do know, too, one thing that I wanted to say. This group, our marching band, they were putting up numbers this fall that were comparable with the big high school bands, the what we refer to as the AA bands. Schools, you know, the big schools around the outer ring of Columbus, the Dublins and the Grove Cities and the Worthingtons and things like that. Their scores in competition were very much on par with them. And that really is saying something. It really is amazing. And so just wanted to give these the marching band in total and these five gentlemen here who are representing the marching band a shout out. We appreciate everything that you do. As I have said to you before, you are setting a standard of excellence in the district, and we really appreciate it, and we hope that you keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you.
So thank you. Thank you very much.
Section, I believe it's E, committee reports?
Yes, and I have some information for you there. Our finance committee did not meet this month, so no report from them. Our policy committee met on Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019, and you have some policies before you this evening for first and second reading. That is those are the fruits of those labors. Our communications committee did not meet this particular month. It was the meeting was scheduled very close to Thanksgiving, and it looked like attendance was not going to be likely for a lot of our members. So we postponed that, and we will meet. And actually, this month the meeting is scheduled for December 24th. So we will meet in January. Okay. I don't think anyone wants to get together on Christmas Eve. So we will meet in January. The Facilities and Grounds Committee did meet on Tuesday, December 3rd. We received word that we have gotten our backup motor for the high school heating system back from being refurbished. So if by chance the number one goes down, the number two is ready to roll immediately. So very pleased about that. We have a motor and a blower pump for the wastewater treatment facility that is currently being refurbished, so we're waiting to get that back. We have obtained an estimate for replacing some lighting in the gym mezzanine at the high school, the agricultural education shop, and the auditorium. We have some very old bulbs in those areas, and we have currently replaced them so that those areas are lit. But we think it would be wise financially for us to switch over to LED when those begin to go out. And so that project, we think we should be able to get through the spring and get the life of those bulbs used. And then in the spring, we'll rotate over in those areas to LED. And then the extra bulbs that are still working at that point in time, we still have one area of the high school that will be able to utilize those. So we'll work to get the life out of those too. So trying to be very smart with the resources that the community has given to us, but we are working on that. And then also, we have installed some new battery backups for our servers. We had a little issue a month or so ago when we had a little bit of a power outage, and everything turned out to be fine, but just want to get some new battery backups for our servers, as that's an important part of our infrastructure. So our facilities and grounds meeting, or our committee, is currently scheduled for the next meeting on Tuesday, January 7th, 2020 at 5 o'clock in the district meeting room. And then our academic advisory committee had a meeting this past Monday. They met and we discussed some items that were relevant for our teacher-based teams so that our teacher leaders could take them back and share out. Some of those items were things such as gradebook practices and some information on short cycle assessments. And then we also discussed our district's continuous improvement plan and began the conversation around updating that because it does expire at the end of the year. Our next meeting for our academic achievement, academic advisory district leadership team is Monday, March 2nd 2020 at 3:15 in the district meeting room. And that concludes our committee reports for the evening.
Thank you. Now move to section H, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. My report is very brief this month. Like I said, I used most of my time and this month's time last month for my five-year forecast, so I'll keep it short. The only thing I'd like to report out on, as you can see, our five-year or our spending plan. The black line again is our estimate. The green line there with the yellow dot right there would be where we're at currently for November, so just above our estimate and above where we were this time last year. That's mainly due to the receipt of the tax anticipation note in November. We didn't receive it until December, I believe it was, last year. So we're doing okay. We looked in the year in the black, and then you know we look out 5 years, and again, 2024 is when we have to really consider what we're going to do. So I recommend that. Unless you have any questions, we've had a chance to review the reports. No questions, that concludes my report.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon the recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items H3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikus?
Yes.
Mr. Botts?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I'll move to the next section.
And I believe that's my report. Yeah. So just a few discussion items for the Board of Education this evening. Last month, I had asked if you would be willing to give some thought to maybe changing our committee structure. And you said that you would. And so just wanted to bring back, I have a recommendation for the board. And that would be that we move away from district, from board reports, or excuse me, board committees to superintendent committees. The reason for that is I believe it will allow us to be a little bit more flexible, a little bit more nimble, to meet as needed. I also believe that it will allow us to maybe be a little bit more efficient in terms of our meeting time. I don't believe that all of our committees need to meet on a monthly basis. I think some of them could certainly meet quarterly or as needed. And so if we were to do it as superintendent committees, and all of you will still be able to be involved, all the people that are currently involved will still be able to be involved. From that standpoint, it won't change, but it will allow us to be a little bit more flexible, a little bit more nimble, which I think is going to be important for us. Because once the calendar rolls over to 2020, we're going to begin to get into some initiatives that are going to require probably some more meetings. And if we don't have to meet every month as board committees, I think it would probably be a wise use of our time. So that is my recommendation. So we can, I guess, make that decision perhaps at the January meeting, unless you want to make the decision now. But that is a recommendation that I have.
Yeah, I think now would be a good time to discuss it. So when it comes to January, that can be part of the organizational meeting. I like that you pointed out that we're still going to have the players in the committees, if the superintendent committee. So like Courtney Bricker is a part of the finance committee. I like that community involvement. I know other committees have similar things. So I want to keep that. And I think if we keep that kind of structure, it's just more of a, you know, you're running instead of we are, you know, but we're still involved. And next month, we'll still assign different board members to kind of be the point person. And like anything, only two of us could be at any of these particular meetings at a given time,
right,
if we're going to discuss in school business. So I'm for it. You know, if we do it for a year and we don't like it, you know, we revisit it. You know, we think we're missing something, but I'm for it.
Yep.
Were you thinking about adding or changing or deleting any of those committees?
At this time, my recommendation would be that we would keep the same that we have.
Okay.
And then if the need arises, we can develop another. You know, one of the things that we talk about in some other areas of the district is sometimes maybe there is a need to bring something else in, but maybe there is a need also to take something off the plate. So I think as time goes, I think we can take a look at that. I know that I know of at least one other district that is very high achieving here in the Central Ohio area. They do their committees the way that I am suggesting that we do ours. So I would argue that it's kind of a best practice Not that what we have done is wrong in any way, shape, or form, or bad, but I just think that this would provide a little bit of flexibility for us that I think would be a good thing, so.
Okay.
And efficiency.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So.
I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of other discussion items. We have contracted with an E-Rate consultant service. E-Rate deals with connectivity and network types of issues. And so one of the things that we felt would be a wise thing for us to do, and to a degree needed, is to contract with somebody to help us acquire these services and to acquire good pricing. And so Mr. Mustein, and I have to give Mr. Mustein the credit, he did some homework on this to find a reputable company. And we believe we have one, and we believe we have a good rate. And so we have contracted with them to help us with some of these services. It is something that is important for us to do. And so I provided that to you in one of the attachments this evening so that you can see that contract.
Anything you want to add?
No, that it's more of a result of our change of structure with our technology director position and coordinator position that we had. We used to have that in-house, and that allowed us to manage our E-Rate services in-house. But now that we contract with Mavecca for that service, and Mavecca is one of our E-Rate providers, that person can't also manage the E-Rate program. So, which is why we had to outsource that. And it was at a very minimal cost. I believe it was around $1,200 a year for that service. And that guarantees our funding moving forward. Our E-Rate, federal E-Rate funding continues to come in.
Yeah.
So, the other piece is we have contracted with First Student. We've been having a little bit of bad luck in terms of some of our drivers. The drivers have had a little bit of bad luck. And so we've got some folks who are currently not able to drive, just health-related issues. But those folks are on the mend. We've gotten word that they will be able to begin driving again here in early January. And so we hope that our need for service from First Student is very brief, but nonetheless it is there. And so I simply wanted you to be aware of that. So that is all I have for discussion items this evening. Oh, I'm sorry. And we had planned to recognize an employee this evening, but learned this morning that the employee is out ill. So we will recognize that person in January. So thank you, Mr. Mustein.
All right, thank you. Now we'll move to Section J, Policy and Governance.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation, the superintendent of the board approve policy and governance items J2 through J3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now I'll move to Section K, Business.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent's board approve business items K2 through K4.
Second.
Discussion?
Just a few items for you there. One of them is an overnight trip for our wrestling team to St. Mary Central Catholic High School for a wrestling tournament. There is the academic calendar for next year is in front of you for approval this evening. Just a few major differences I would want the board to be aware of. We will begin with a three-day week next year, which I think everybody seems to like. From the folks that I've spoken with, I think it'll be well received by our staff and our students. Just kind of ease into things just a little bit instead of coming back to a five-day week right away. Our buildings will be closed this coming fall, pending your approval of the calendar, but our buildings will be closed on Election Day, November 7th, which I believe is a best practice, and our staff will be engaged in professional development that day. I'm just not a big fan of, while we have lots of people coming into the building to vote, having students in the building, so if we can keep that separate. I want to be a good partner with the community. I'm happy very happy to open the doors of the school to be able to use this as a polling location. But to have students not here, I think, is something that is a good thing, particularly for a big presidential election that is coming up. So, and then the final thing on the calendar is that we will be returning, again, pending your approval, to a full week of spring break instead of 3 days. So, that is the update on the calendar. And then finally, there was a report there from Mrs. Sherry Allen, just stating that we are abiding by the nutrition standards that have been outlined for us by the government, and all we need to do is accept the report. That's all I have for business.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Amicus?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Personnel.
Section
L. Personnel.
L.
Now move to Section L, Personnel.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items L2 through L6.
Discussion.
Second.
Oh,
that's okay.
just like to point out on there the treasurer and superintendent awarding the contracts. That's something the board has been working on in executive session, and we're glad to have it here. And if approved, we're happy to continue the relationship with both you guys.
Are those are items L7 and L8, correct?
Correct.
So those are separate.
Yeah. We have a separate vote for both of those.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Just want to make sure I was clear
on
that. I'm missing it.
This is through 6, right?
It is a little confusing.
All right. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Amicus?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the board award Chad Eisler, superintendent, a 3-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2020-2021 school year.
Second.
Discussion. Right. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Kulik?
Yes.
Mrs. Amicus?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the board award Todd Mustain, treasurer, a 5-year contract be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2020 through 2021 school year.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Amicus?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Doesn't look like we have anything for Section M donations, so we'll move to Section N, new business. I don't think we have anything there. All right. There's no executive session topic tonight. Is that correct?
Let's check, though.
Does anybody have anything?
No.
Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be January 7th here at 7 p.m. District Meeting Room. Like I said earlier, that will be both the organizational meeting will flow directly into the regular meeting.
President, I make a motion that the board adjourn at 7:34 p.m.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Amicus?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. You're adjourned.